There we go. Yeah, I can hear you, or me, rather.
Well, yeah. Ich höre mich auch noch nicht. I don't hear me yet. Ja, 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 jetzt langsam.
Better?
Okay, alles klar. Nee, alles gut. Alles gut.
Im Hintergrund hören wir noch das Live-Set, was wir die ganze Zeit übertragen haben von Meme.
Von wem?
Meme.
Meme. Also Meme ist ziemlich laut.
Nice.
Entschuldigung für mich, sorry for my late arrival.
Stimmt, wir haben ja Deutsch gesprochen. Wie willst du es dieses Jahr?
I've only been here once.
German will be nice.
Ja, ich habe nicht so viele Tage hier
verbracht.
Ich brauche vielleicht eine Woche und dann kann ich.
Dann bist du warm gelaufen.
Ja, exakt.
Ihr macht das.
Ja.
Aber du kannst ja auf Deutsch nachfragen, Frank, wenn du was
ja,
wissen
nicht,
willst.
Ja, sure.
Yes. Ja.
Genau.
Das ist unsere Kulisse, mit der wir jetzt zu tun haben.
Ja. Es ist ein bisschen schwierig, euch zu hören, aber wir versuchen das mal.
Ja.
Ich weiß gar nicht, ob wir schon so eine Chat-Funktion haben, ob da Zuhörende sagen, ey, Alter, mach mal den Hintergrundkrach ein bisschen runter. Ah ja, jetzt wird's besser. Alles klar.
Ah. Ja, aber wir können das im Moment nicht beeinflussen.
Nee, das stimmt. Das ist auch zu weit für Blickkontakt.
Live on stage, auf der Session Stage.
Das würde schon Astronaut nie langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars. Ja? Könntet ihr dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen?
Radio Woltersdorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2023.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2023 from a mobile studio.
File. This is a new feature jetzt. There's a new feature for us that we put a stage right.
Niki, du hast einen Gast, stell doch mal vor, wer
ja.
sitzt jetzt hier?
Auf besonderen Wunsch eines einzelnen Herrn.
Nein, Zweier.
Zweier Herren. Yeah, so you were invited specially. I mean, I would have talked to you too, but Frank and Thomas were really interested to see because you're our close neighbor.
Oh, exactly.
Year.
Yeah, we're right next door, or even right next tree.
So, Tobias from Teenage Engineering is with us in our mobile studio, where everything's live, even falling down bottles. So, Teenage Engineering. What I heard from you last was you're getting into furniture now, interior design. So the company is really expanding, but I guess you didn't come with that for a synthesizer fair. So I suppose you brought something that is for listening and playing music.
Well, we did indeed bring the furniture as well. So if you come visit our camping booth, it's like we said, right next door. We have our field desk for display and for use. I mean, we make tools that we use ourselves. So of course we sit at desks, and we've been sitting at desks for the last few years. And maybe 5 years ago, we started investigating in this system of the field rail, which is a system to create desks, bookcases, shelves, and all kinds of furniture, basically. A modular system for furniture. So So we said, maybe somebody else would want to pick this up as well. And we made it into a product. It's another market, definitely. So it's nothing that we are really pushing very hard this year for Superbooth, but it's we're using it. So we make tools that we use ourselves.
So are you also spreading out now and going to furniture fairs as well, or is it mainly still the audio fairs?
Actually, we have been going to furniture fairs even in the past, because we've been working some with the company Tom Dixon, and the good friend of ours, Tom, has invited us to work together. So in Milan, we went for this for the last 2 years, I think. But I mean, we're a design company that make a lot of different stuff, mainly music related gear, but even furniture sometimes.
So talking about music related gear,
yes,
you have this little bag, which is, I don't know how what's the size, Velcro.
So it's Velcro, and it's the size that it can fit in my hand, at least. And I don't have too large hands, but it's a three compartment little box. We call it the accordion box. So last year we announced TX6,
micro mixer.
Exactly, 12 channel mono mixer. And then we said, yeah, maybe you can put cables, or you can put accessories, or. But this year we have two new devices, so that's kind of completing the field range. So we have OP1 Field, the synthesizer, the second generation, if you will, of our famous OP1 synth. And then
TX6. With additional FM transmitter.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We talked about that last year.
Just to remind our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lovely talk, lovely conversation. So I'm happy to be back again. So a few days ago, we announced the CM15 condenser microphone in the same form factor as the mixer, which is a 1-inch diaphragm capsule with.
Also für unsere deutschen Hörer, es sieht ungefähr so ein bisschen aus wie so eine 20er Packung Zigaretten.
Ja, nur schmaler.
Genau, nicht ganz so tief, aber so von der Größe ungefähr. Also so, dass es in ein klassisch geschnittenes Herrenhemd in die Oberhemdtasche
genau,
passt.
Genau, so ein silbriges Outfit und eine Lautsprecher-Gitterbox-Struktur aus dem Bereich des, früher hätte man gesagt, Rasierapparat-Design, irgendwie sowas kommt da durch.
Ja. Yeah. Oh, nice, you got the stubbles that go along.
Exactly, yep.
Very nice.
So this is our portable microphone with a studio quality. So it outputs both over mini XLR, line out, and USB-C. And there's no settings except the gain settings. So depending if you want to record loud drum sounds with high SPL, or if you want to record vocals or whatever, you set the appropriate setting.
What's about windy situation like this year?
It is very much suited for indoor use.
Okay.
So controlled situations, controlled environments.
So it's not really a field edition.
No, it's not a field recording mic. Okay. It's in the field series for its portability, but it's first and foremost a studio microphone. Of course, we're using it at the booth and it works fine, but for you'd really want to have some wind protection, which
so
is...
you also...
Is there a wind protection?
A windshield or there is, product?
There is in production, but you can...
In German we say tote Katze, dead cat?
Oh, yeah, tote Katze. I mean, we have, you'd say... I guess there's no, I don't know the Swedish word, but we have the dead cat expression as well. And we have it in production, it's compatible with anything, but so it's...
For the moment you take your old socks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Swedes wear
long hair socks.
Long hair, yeah, your good old Angora socks.
Yes. And as of today, we are then announcing TP7, which is the multi-track tape recorder. Right now I have it off. There's a small display. There's a big tape wheel here. There is the adapter, some record, play, and stop buttons. And it's the same form factor again as the other ones. But this is a multi-track recorder, as I said. It has three inputs or outputs, because these are two-way jacks. Mm-hmm. These can also be used for headset use. So if you have a podcast situation, you could put three headsets in here and record that on separate tracks. It also has a built-in microphone, the small hole here. And if I hold this button that says M, memo, I can record a voice memo. And I don't even have to turn it on. It's always active. I hold, it's a small progress bar, and then I can record my dictations. Mm-hmm. So the patient is ready. Take notes for the doctor, do interviews.
How long is the storage of the recording?
So you said how long? So 20 years for voice memo. And I got that clarified by one of the devs. No, it's not 20 years continuously. It's 5 minutes for 20 years. So yeah, we'll have to convert that. But it's 128 gigabyte storage. Okay. And it records in high resolution WAV files. And for multi-track, it's multi-track WAV files, basically. It also reads FLAC files, so you can record original material, or you can load it from with whatever sounds you want, and you can use it as a playback. So you can have your stems here and play them back. So yeah, let me turn it on and press record. It says recording. I'll press start. This starts spinning. So it's very. And if I want to go off.
Das Layout ist sehr orientiert an ganz klassischen alten Kassettenrekordern.
Genau, also like wie ein Nagra oder sowas.
Ja.
Aber das ist auch sehr empfindlich. Ich meine, jetzt kann man da nicht, darf man da nicht drauf fassen, oder? Auf die Front?
Touch it?
Or yeah, okay. Is it sensitive?
So, yeah, it is very sensitive. But that's the point. So now we're off the record. So I hold it, I pause it. So now it's not recording anything.
Yeah.
So we can be X-rated if we want to now, and then I release it. Okay, we're back on live.
You know? I understand.
And let me pass this around, and I'll go into the menu, because there's a few different settings. And then if you turn the wheel or the reel here, then you'll notice that there is similar force feedback, tactile feedback, as we have in OB4, the magic radio that we have. When you spin the dial, you'll feel like small detents, mm-hmm, for each of the menu items, basically.
And where's the position of no?
Das wird jetzt live ausgecheckt. Frank, yes, hat das, okay, gerade in der Hand und versucht rauszufinden, wie es funktioniert. Mal sehen,
but
wie
it's
clever.
Not connected by microphone in this state.
Currently, it's using the built-in microphone. So you have that here.
Ah, okay.
So whatever we record now, right now, it's going to be captured. If I'd connect any other input,
and there's only is there a built-in micro?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
And then so I can combine the I can combine the built-in microphone with any external microphone or any line level equipment, and also USB. So if I connect it with TX6, for instance, the mixer, over USB, I can then get all my six stereo inputs as separate tracks on TP7. And it's also made for iPhone, MFI certified, so I can connect that straight to my phone if I want to. Speaking of a phone, if I do a vocal recording or a spoken recording, an interview like this, maybe, and we want to transcribe it. It can take a lot of time to transcribe. Yes.
Die meisten anderen Geräte haben ja das Problem, dass wenn man die benutzt in dieser Weise, also in die Hand nimmt, dass ich dann die Geräusche übertragen, wenn ich Handling,
yep, yes.
Ist das hier auch, oder gibt es hier noch ein
grip? You mean handling noise? Or
Is there a kind of grip for Mon?
We don't have anything else right now with this. So if you handle it, I guess there will be noise picked up by the internal microphone. Mm-hmm. It will be a separate channel, so you can screen that out if you have other stuff as well connected, of course.
Yeah.
But I was going to say also, if we did vocal recordings like this, there's a free Android or iPhone app that will transcribe any English-speaking recording. It's based on Whisper by OpenAI, the same people who make ChatGPT. They have a service called Whisper, which is used for voice recognition. So currently, we support English. So with spoken English words, we get the transcription over Bluetooth or cable to the app, and then can make edits in the text and send an email, and you have all the separate speakers in copy or pasteable text.
But not Swedish yet.
It says speaking in a foreign language when it detected Swedish. And right here it would say laughter.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it puts this in brackets. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Mm. And
you used this with people, for instance, who have hearing impairments?
Not yet. I've used it personally interviewing a colleague who were leaving. So we had an exit interview with using this. He was moving on to another job, and we took the chance of field testing the field products. And it detected him, me, and sometimes I was speaking in Swedish. Then I saw that foreign language note. But it works fine. It's amazing. And very handy. Very
it looks like very sensitive. It's a nice material. Also wenn man es einmal in der Hand hatte, man möchte es gar nicht mehr hergeben.
Aber das ist genau der Trick von Teenage Engineering.
Ja. Also es gibt keinen Case, es gibt keine Verpackung. Es ist naked design.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I mean, for right-handed people, it lays very easy. So my thumb button starts a memo. I can jog back and forth.
Yes.
Or scrub back and forth, rather. And then jog. And then here, I can change the mode with my pinky finger. So it lends itself to handling, even though, I mean, for really critical recordings, maybe you put it in on the table and
do like that.
Does it also have a screw for a tripod?
This does not. I would, it would be tricky actually to mount this. Maybe like, yeah, we don't have a mount for this. We have it for the microphone, of course. Personally, I use a iPhone holder for my mixer, but that doesn't have anything on the side here. So this is more a handheld device actually than the others.
Yeah.
And
does it also have problems with like heavy winds or something?
I mean, the built-in microphone is good. I've yet to try it very much with
I mean, I know
wind
the
noise.
Yeah, I know the OP1 mic, which is pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Astoundingly.
Yeah.
And is it? I guess it's going
exactly
in the same direction.
I don't know exactly if the same, but it's at least very similar. But so personally, I use it when I play live, for instance, to record my different instruments. And also use it with the built-in mic to record possible reactions from the crowd. Should they happen to be cheering sometime, I might capture that. So that's nice.
And you can take it out off because it's on a different channel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I can boost it so everyone thinks I was a huge star.
So you use this also to play back in
exactly,
a live
yes,
situation?
Yes, exactly. So you can have stems. This could be a stem player, so you have three stereo tracks, and you can connect it to a computer, of course, and then route the outputs exactly how you want to. So it's an audio interface as well. This CM15 is actually also an audio interface because the USB, which is used for powering, charging the battery, but also for audio. So you can connect this straight to a computer. It does have a, where is it? There we go. small like built-in kickstand.
Nice.
So I can connect that to my computer and have a podcast or a Zoom call or something like that.
It looks like a small Russian radio from the 60s.
Well, that's a compliment if I ever heard one.
Yeah, definitely. It has definitely this transistor radio feel to it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, we've been having fun. And I've been saying we don't want to exclude people just based on money. This is the premium range from Teenage Engineering. So this
I just wanted to say, because I heard this recorder we're talking, like, yep. 1600?
1500, so $1,499. The mic is $1,199, same price as TX6. And then OP1 Field, which is the synthesizer of the range, is $2,000 or $1,999. So it's definitely the premium range for us, but we still cater to entry-level operators. So we still carry pocket operators and so forth.
Is but there anything new in the pocket operator universe?
Yes, very much so, but nothing public yet. But there's a lot going on, actually. I can't really say much more than we haven't been slacking. So we put out two products right now. And there's, like I say, 10,000 prototypes, and some make it to production stage, but most don't. But we have very interesting stuff coming up. And what I was saying before with catering to different needs and budgets, that goes the other way around as well. We don't want to exclude ourselves, our engineering ambition, and our desire to make new and great products just based on money. So we want to be able to explore unknown territory. Sorry. And make stuff that isn't out there. We want to continue to be able to do that. So that will come at a price. But if you're here at Superbooth, please come by and check out the neighbors.
Yes.
Of the radio.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks.
Ja, Frank, hast du noch eine Frage an Tobias?
Ich glaube, ich habe jetzt die grundsätzlichen Dinge gesehen und verstanden. Mm. Es ist ein, es sind vermutlich Design-Ikonen, die wir hier vor uns haben. Mm. Und als solches verstehe ich es aus, aber sie sind...
ich habe mich schon gefragt, ob die an der Wand im ja, das ist so Designbüro eine Ikone haben von Dieter Rams oder so.
Ja, demnächst unter einer Glashaube im MoMA oder in anderen Museen als...
Yeah, MoMA actually sells the products as well. We made some wooden dolls, maybe you've seen them. We made a choir as an homage to our first, one of our first assignments. We did a choir for Absolute Vodka back in the days. Which was a 22-piece wooden doll choir with many different shapes and sizes that was Twitter-driven, so people could tweet that it would sing the song that you tweeted it. And 20 years later, we made a... and I don't have them because they sold out right away, but like 8 different wooden dolls with speakers inside that if you tap them gently on the head, they wake up, and then they start singing together in a choir manner.
You can still talk to them via Twitter, or did you choose another platform
exactly.
Now?
So they are more or less autonomous. You just
they sing whatever they want.
They sing exactly one of these 20-ish songs that we program them with. But you can also connect them to Bluetooth. So any Bluetooth capable synthesizer, computer, so like the OP1, you can play the choir. So you can be your own conductor of a wooden choir, basically. It's we like to explore and do the unexpected, and we will continue to do that.
Great
so yeah, you were talking about design. So yeah, we do a lot of different works outside of just the studio world. This is our version of a professional music studio condensed into a pocket-sized format. So that's the field range.
What is the next step for?
So let's say this is premium and like we still want to cater to entry level. So maybe that could be the next step. But the true next step, depending on how far in the future we're talking, we want to be a, maybe I can say this, we want to be a long company instead of a big company, if you understand what I mean. So we don't want to grow, just become super huge. Mm-hmm. We want to be around for a long time and make products that are great even in our 70s, 80s, if possible, you know, if we're that lucky. So, and who knows where humanity is going to be at that point, but we have the ambition to keep bringing tools to people that are creative, that inspires exploration and creativity. So mission to Mars, that's no stranger to us. We'll be present.
Okay.
To record like mobile studio for Mars. Well, a pocket. You have it all in your pocket. Thank you very much, Tobias.
Vielen Dank.
Ja, sehr gerne. Und viel Spaß noch auf der Superbooth. Hast du einen besonderen Tipp noch für unsere Zuhörerinnen und Zuhörer?
I haven't.
Have you had a look around?
No, nothing actually. But I've seen so many friends and I've had some hugs. So that's starting out wonderfully. But I don't have any specific tips currently.
All right.
But I hope to explore more during these days.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of Superbooth.
Vielen Dank.